All right, time now for some business news. Apple provided its quarterly figures late Thursday, and its sales were below expectations. Solange Mujan joining us from the business desk. Hello to you, Solange.
Hi, Will.
What's the reason for the decline in sales?
Well, Apple reported its largest quarterly decline in more than 6 years. Across the board, sales of its iPhones, its Macs, its accessories fell below what the tech giant had predicted. Now, Apple CEO Tim Cook attributed this drop to three main issues. There's been an overall economic slowdown from consumers across the board, but especially with smartphone sales. But Apple also felt the pinch from the strong dollar last year, which hurt Apple's foreign sales, which are very important to the tech giant. And finally, Cook said that the main reason for the weak iPhone sales was due to supply disruptions from China. Karis Garland has this story.
It's a rare decline for the world's most valuable company. At the end of 2022, Apple's sales were down 5% year on year, the tech giant posting quarterly revenue of $117.2 billion, well below investor expectations of $122 billion. Meanwhile, net profits dropped by 13.4%. In the fourth quarter, iPhone sales dragged 8% compared to the year before, the first fall since 2020. The results follow a general consumer slowdown, COVID-19 disruptions to supply chains in China, and a strong US dollar, as more than half the company's sales come from outside America.
The world continues to face unprecedented circumstances, from inflation to war in Eastern Europe to the enduring impacts of the pandemic, and we know that Apple is not immune to it.
To avoid heavy reliance on China, particularly amid trade tension with Washington and unrest at one of its Chinese plants, Apple is shifting some of its production to India and Vietnam. According to JP Morgan, every fourth iPhone will be made in India by 2025. Apple isn't the only big US tech company to report a decline in sales, but unlike the others, the company hasn't announced large-scale layoffs in recent weeks. This is because it didn't aggressively hire at the beginning of the pandemic and instead followed the same employment rate since 2016.
Now, two other tech giants have also released their quarterly results. Both Amazon and Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, reported a weakening in some of their core markets. For Alphabet, ad revenue came in below expectations, and at Amazon, their sales were solid, but the growth slowed for their web or cloud services, which is Amazon's biggest moneymaker. Now, such reports have had their effect on the markets. The European market opened all down, but now the FTSE is back up. But they are all muted today as they're reacting to the tech sector reports and as well as they're reacting to the continued increase by central banks of interest rates. Now, another top story in the business world today is the ups and downs of the Adani Group stocks. The Indian conglomerate stocks plunged as much as 35% in Friday trading. They then slowly climbed back up as bankers at JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs told their clients that parts of the group's portfolio remains strong. But the market value of the conglomerate has been halved in recent days from some $218 billion to around $100 billion right now. Now, the steep fall comes after a report this last week that claimed that the Adani Group had large debts, practiced accounting fraud, and used tax havens. The group denies these claims, but the report did force the conglomerate to stop its share offering, and it has put Indian regulators, Narendra Modi's government, and of course the conglomerate's CEO under heightened security. Now to Pakistan, where the International Monetary Fund arrived Tuesday in the country for tense negotiations on a bailout package. The prime minister said today that Pakistan, quote, will have to agree to bailout conditions. Karis Garland has more on the dire state of Pakistan's economy.
With their tools laid out in front of them, laborers sit along the streets of Karachi and wait for work. They're just some of the people all over Pakistan struggling to make ends meet as the country's economy teeters on the brink of collapse.
Three or four years ago, there was plenty of work here, but that's over now. For a month, I couldn't find work for even a single day.
In January, inflation reached a 48-year high at 27.5%, while Pakistan's foreign exchange reserves have dropped to $3.1 billion, enough for just 3 weeks of imports, according to analysts. An International Monetary Fund delegation is in Pakistan to discuss the ninth review of a $7 billion bailout package. In late January, after avoiding implementing the IMF's demands out of fear of public backlash, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif finally reduced fuel subsidies, costly at a time of rising global energy prices, and loosened controls on local currency, which saw the rupee plunge to a record low against the dollar. But there are still further measures to take, which Sharif conceded were inevitable.
At the moment, the economic challenges we face are unimaginable, and the IMF's conditions that we need to fulfill are beyond imagination, but we have to fulfill them.
Analysts blame muddled priorities and corruption for the economic crisis, while the situation is only hampered by political chaos, terrorism, unprecedented floods that submerged a third of its territory, and deteriorating security at the Afghan border.
And finally from me, the world's most popular YouTuber, who goes by the name Mr. Beast and has over 131 million followers. Well, he's making headlines, particularly because of a video in which he pays for the cataract eye surgery of some 1,000 people. The video has been seen over 71 million times, and it's actually created some criticism online. Some say Mr. Beast is profiting from this act of kindness, and that the video is akin to charity porn. For others, it's a lovely gift, and that it's important because it also raises awareness about cataracts. They account for around half of the world's blindness. For Mr. Beast's supporters, such videos show the need to make cataract surgery more affordable and accessible in many countries of the world.
Indeed, my mother-in-law having cataract surgery today.
Wow, what a coincidence.
I don't think she knows anything about Mr. Beast, but I'll have to check. Thank you very much, Solange. Solange Mijan with a look at what's making headlines. Time now for a quick break, and then Live from Paris continues.